I'm Claudia Hammond. I'll be here very soon with Health Check from the BBC, the show that looks at the latest medical and health findings and asks what they mean for you. A study from 15 countries shows the expectations we have of teenagers, depending on whether they're boys or girls, can affect their health. Why some families in Italy are protesting because their children can't start school without vaccinations. And do you have a tattoo? New research shows the ink from body art can get into your lymphatic system. I'm back after the news.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Rescuers in Mexico City are trying to reach a number of people they believe are still alive under the rubble of a school which collapsed during Tuesday's devastating earthquake. A senior official told the BBC they included a 13-year-old girl who is sheltering under a table. Crews have managed to pass food and water to her. At least 21 children died when the building came down. Many others remain unaccounted for. The governor of the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico has declared a nighttime curfew in the wake of Hurricane Maria. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has warned of catastrophic flash floods in parts of the island. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Washington still has significant issues with the Iran nuclear agreement, even though technical aspects of the deal are being complied with. He was speaking after the first meeting of foreign ministers from the seven powers that negotiated the accord with the Trump administration since the Trump administration took office. Myanmar's vice president has told the UN General Assembly that his government is concerned at the number of Rohingya Muslims continuing to cross the border to Bangladesh. He said the reasons were still being investigated. A group of pilots working for Europe's biggest airline, Ryanair, have rejected an offer of a cash bonus to tackle a crisis that's led to the cancellation of thousands of flights. The pilots say they want new contracts with better working conditions instead. Thousands of people from across Guatemala have taken part in anti-corruption protests demanding the resignation of the president. Jimmy Morales sparked a political crisis last month when he ordered the expulsion of a UN anti-corruption official. Police investigating an attack on a London tube train last week have arrested a teenage boy. He's the sixth person to be held in connection with the incident. That's the latest BBC News.